This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're just despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And again, I really do appreciate the time you're with me. And we've got so much going on, so much I want to get to. I really do want to get to. You know, the amount of information that comes at us via that interweb thing, that internet thing. And now you're seeing all this, you know, you heard Sonia in the last segment. We were talking about a young man, and he's one of many that see the 4th of July, Independence Day, is a different way than we do. There's a lot of black people out there that think that we see this as, you know, white Independence Day. That is not true. It's like she was saying about Jesus, where, you know, again, people don't get this. They don't get the color blindness of this. I don't believe in a white Jesus. And frankly, if you believe in a black Jesus, there's something wrong with you, too. I believe in a Jesus that probably, he was a Jew. He was a Jew in the desert. Chances are really good he probably had, you know, a sandy, you know, brown skin. Okay, short hair, not long flowing hair. Because who would that? I mean, there wasn't like there was like conditioner and shampoo back then. A lot of men had their hair short. So anyhow, you know, and I know the Jews have certain traditions where they don't cut their hair or don't cut certain parts of their hair or whatever. But he wasn't a black man, and he wasn't a white man. Use your brain cells. Put them together. Where was he? So we've been fed this information over time. And for the black community to think for a minute that a true Christian would think that Jesus was only for the white folk, then that white person doesn't know Jesus. It's really that simple. And I would question whether they truly believe what they said they believed. So I'm tired of hearing about how Jesus was, you know, for the white folks. It's not true. Same thing about this country. I said it to Sonia and others, other black friends that I have. You cannot just simply flick a switch and fix what went on in the past. Can't do it. We've come a long way from those early days. And if these people were in charge of making a constitution or getting the Constitution done, and wouldn't do anything unless slavery was totally wiped off, we'd still be colonies. Our founding fathers knew enough. Let's get them together. Let's get that, and then let's start pounding away at getting rid of slavery. Let's pull them together and get this fight over with. And then we come back and pick up the rest of it. What I've learned from these constitutional classes, the biblical citizenship class, is that the king is the one that wouldn't let us get rid of slavery. You won't hear that in school, though. You won't hear that many of the colonies had already outlawed slavery, quietly. Because, again, the king threatened to come over here and get them, rip them out, and put somebody else in place. How does that change anything? You got to be a little strategic when you're doing these things. So you need to do your homework. You need to really understand what's going on, or what went on, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, it's truly, can you imagine a world without this country? Can you truly imagine a world, think of how many millions and millions of illegal immigrants we've had come here. We have been browbeaten to believe in it. You can't ask an immigrant anything. You can't use the term, where are you from? And I told you, because it's recent, but I told you about the young lady who used to pick me up in her limo to go to CNN. And I can say it now because they don't operate out of L.A. anymore. And I won't worry about ruining her business. But she was a conservative. She owned the limo service. And I used to love listening to her stories going back and forth about how great this country was. And she didn't say it to make me happier because I was a conservative. She would pick it up for the show. Because over a period of time, I learned her, not her life story, but her story from when she was Iranian. And when they fled Iran, they went to Germany. And their dad thought that that was going to be the place, that they would be able to thrive there. But apparently it wasn't so. They were very restrictive as to where you could move. You had to wait for permission to move to a certain area if the certain area was deemed to be overcrowded and the services were taxed. Right? They were taxed to no end. The opportunities for her as a woman were not as what you would think they would be. Now, again, I'm taking her word for it. But the stories were always consistent, and they made sense. They came together. So they migrated from Germany to Great Britain. She was there for a while and used that as a jump-off point to come to the United States, where she got her education. She went to college. She went to college for business. Then from that, she started her limo service. I had a few others, but she started a limo service. She had 7 limousines. Talking about an immigrant from Iran, or a defector from Iran, whatever you want to call her. She went from there to Germany, to Great Britain, and then to America. And she said from the time she got to Germany and learned about the U.S., that was the goal. Because we were so oppressive. We were so nasty. We were such a racist country. She wanted to be here. No, you know why she came here. So, I'm a senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing product, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business sales, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Seriously, it's about time I start warming you up.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming. Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming.
And it doesn't get much better than that. Seriously. Those were a group at the beginning of a basketball game. It was a group of, I guess, a black quartet, black boys. Real cool. And just, again, just amazing. Where we, and that was, I don't know, 8 years ago, something like that, that I played that for the first time. And it's just amazing. We've gotten to that point now where that's a nasty thing to do. Because we might offend a black person who doesn't celebrate the 4th of July. But I'm going to say it again, because, you know, it's gotten to the point now where I don't care. I really don't. I don't care how mad they get. I don't care that they feel like, you know, it's not their holiday. Because I don't know who they are. Every place, you have to start somewhere. Would you agree with me? You got to start somewhere. So to simply say, you know, you can't celebrate any of these days because, or whatever the reason is, I don't even know what reason you'd use, for God's sakes. You have to have a starting point, so it's wrong. So maybe you do feel that only whites were free, or I won't say freed, but only whites got their independence. Well, how many of those whites who got their independence turned around and immediately started fighting for the independence of the black folks? Or do we not get to ask that question? Or do we not get to make the statement? I mean, Sonia was right in the last hour when she said, as a white man, you don't get to talk about that. Well, you know what? It's my show. I get to talk about it all I want to. And I really don't even care what you think. Because I know what I'm doing is right. I know the fact that a lot of young black kids have bought into that whole anger thing. You know, we are the probably, I won't say probably, from what I've read and what I've seen and the numbers I've looked at, we are the least racist nation of the country, on the planet. Seriously, there are more opportunities here for people of all colors, all sizes, all everything, than you will find in other places. And when the gay community comes out against, you know, a Donald Trump or even Republicans as a whole, I just have to laugh. When they talk about how much they hate this country, the queer, whatever it is, the LGBTQA times 26, whatever it is, when they come out against it, I have to laugh. Go to some of these other countries and see what happens to you. Go to some of these other countries and see how they treat you, how they feel about you. Gays for Palestine. That was hilarious. No, absolutely no understanding or idea what they were saying. Take a listen to this one. This is going to be a fun one, too.
4th of July started because we declared our freedom, our independence from another, from something, right? What was that something?
I don't know, man.
No, you don't know. Did you go to the school?
Not really.
No.
Not much.
You didn't, like, pass a fifth grade or anything?
I graduated high school.
They didn't teach that in your high school?
Nah, man.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July?
I guess it's Americans' independence from the British government, I guess.
I guess.
I don't know. I couldn't remember.
Sure. What country famously broke away from England in the late 1700s to start their own country?
From England?
Yeah.
Now, come on. That's a gimme, right? That shouldn't be a hard one. And she's an American. And again, did she not pay attention to school? Man, I remember, this is California he's doing this in. So, you know, maybe at that time California schools were really bad and history didn't much matter.
Great Britain?
No, England is Great Britain.
Okay, I don't know. I have no idea.
You're standing on it.
The U.S.
U.S. Good afternoon.
Oh, gosh, good afternoon.
What country famously broke away from England in the late 1700s to start their own country?
I don't know. No. Which one?
You don't know? Mm-hmm. You ever learned that in history class?
Was it Australia? I'm just going to guess.
No.
No, they sent people to Australia. That's what they did.
The criminals.
Yeah, the bad people.
Yeah
I don't know.
Okay. It starts with a U.
The Ukraine?
No.
Yugoslavia?
United
States of America.
Yeah, there we go.
There we go.
4th of July.
We are so screwed. I don't even know the way to put it. If you think about it, this is basic this is our basic history. These are questions that should easily be answered. They're not hard ones. We didn't ask you for dates and times and the dates of the battle of this and the dates of the battle of that. You know, when they refer to the shot that was heard across the world, what was that about? We didn't ask any of that. And yet they can't get it together. This is hilarious. And a lot of people, you know, they don't even know, again, what is it all about? Oh, I'll hit that one later on, believe me. Because you need to hear some of this stuff. Some of you already have, and I get it. You're already on the game, as they say. And I appreciate that very much. Joe Senior, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You can go throw up now. Come on back, because we'll have more after.
Cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares. We're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Rescuers continue to look through the pile of rubble in Surfside, Florida, at the site of last week's collapse of a high-rise condo. 22 people are now confirmed dead. 22 are still missing. That number has been revised after duplicate names were removed and a few of the missing turned up safe.
We are truly experiencing an unprecedented disaster, and the extraordinary men and women of Miami-Dade and our federal and state partners continue their mission and the search and rescue no matter what is thrown our way.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. The search efforts could be hampered by Elsa, the Category 1 hurricane.
There is a risk of storm surge, wind, and rainfall impacts in both the Keys and portions of the Florida Peninsula early next week.
That's Dennis Felkin with the National Hurricane Center in Miami. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In 6 miles to Chicago, we got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me.
Do we celebrate the 4th of...
Oh, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. The way you become part of the solution, right? You have to. You got to talk to people. You got to inform people. You got to get it so that, truly get it, so that people understand. Things like the 4th of July, what is it all about? So, yeah, I've decided to start, you know, in today's show, start off every segment with a dose of heartburn. I don't even know what to call it, man. And Dice, Mark Dice does such a great job at this stuff. And again, he does it clean and easy. Take a listen. These are some of our finest American citizen. Oh, God.
Celebrating 4th of July?
Yes, I do.
And what do we celebrate on the 4th of July?
Independence.
What started it?
I'm not too sure.
No. Long time ago, history class, 5th grade, they said something started this whole 4th of July celebration. What was it?
I'm guessing, like, winning over freedom in America, maybe? I don't know.
You don't know?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? It started because we broke away from a certain country, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What country was that?
I had to go, man.
You don't know. Which country did we declare independence from to create this great country?
Oh, God. This is bad of me.
Ready for the 4th of July?
Yeah, we are.
What country did we declare independence from?
America. Africa, man.
What's that?
I forgot.
You forgot?
Okay.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
1856? Or 1756?
1756.
Maybe.
Don't you love it? These are the next legislators. Now, some people are going to argue with me and go, no, they're not. These people couldn't find, they wouldn't be able to figure out how to sign up for this. Do you want to give them the chance? Would you really want them to have a chance? And it's really sad that we have forgotten how we got to where we got. Here's one. I usually don't play this. You guys who've been around for a while, you know, I don't play this many. But today's one of those days where you sit here and you wonder, oh, my God, we're losing these kids. And we're not losing them for any other reason other than we're not educating them properly. We're not giving them the education that they deserve, well, that they're paying for, mom and dad is paying for anyhow. We're having to fight to make sure they get the real education, are told the real truth about issues in history. And this is where your tax dollars go. This is why I keep telling you guys, you have to take over your local school boards, water boards, city councils. You have to. You have no choice in the matter. Poke at your grandsons, your granddaughters, whatever, to get them involved in politics. Even at first, if they're working for a local elected official. Again, city council, water board, whatever the scenario may be. How about a few minutes of words of wisdom? Somebody who probably wouldn't be accepted into the party today, Republican Party anyway, Ronald Reagan. You think we get him to talk? Hold on.
Desperate as no other people on earth. It was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words. America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have.
You know, I got to tell you, it's a long one. It's longer than I thought it was going to be. But even so, there are plenty of heroes out there today. And I say that because maybe they haven't reached their potential. Maybe they haven't figured out that they're the one that we need. Because we've been browbeating these kids for years, and it's all about how somebody else feels. Well, give some real thought to what the feeling would be like if many, many, many of those immigrants that came here for the freedom to live their life the way they wanted to live their life, for the freedoms that we used to have. Can you see Joey B giving a speech like this? Come on, let that sink in for a minute. No, they wouldn't do it. He's no way he would do it. And Kamala Harris, she would choke on her tongue and have a heart attack trying to get these words out of her mouth. It's just amazing. Richard Henry Lee, who had a resolution for the independence to the Second Continental Congress, he wrote that these United Colonies are, and of right ought to be, free and independent states. They are absolved from all allegiance from the British Crown, and that all political connection between America and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally dissolved. They wanted nothing to do with the king, because he wouldn't allow them to rule themselves. Matter of fact, there's more to it than that, but some of you don't want to hear it. Which is, it's really simple. What they, it was just something as simple as them. One, they did want to get rid of slavery. They had 20-some-odd different grievances. So this is nothing new. And they believed that God wanted them to rule themselves. They believed it was God who got them where they were at that particular point in time in history. Now, I know you freedom from religion freaks are really having a heart attack with that one. But to your own homework, you're going to find out that what I'm telling you is true. There's no reason to lie. I don't have to lie about it, because if I lie about it and you find out about it, it's even worse, right? But read their diaries. Read what they wrote. Read what they wanted. You know, and I'm hearing about all this unity, yet the 4th of July is the time that they're showing disunity. Discord, if you would. Right? I mean, you can't have the fireworks of Mount Rushmore, although we had it. Didn't burn anything down, didn't ruin anything. They're pulling us apart again. They're not allowing us to come together. Be back in a few minutes. Joe Pesci, your host, listen to the Real Side of GCN Live.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Goldco to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
See your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I want you all to be part of the solution, really. That's what you should be. Just get informed and get engaged. Open your mouth. Work it, as they say. Yeah, I'm having a lot of fun with the 4th of July interviews. As well, I should be. You'd see that a cry, right? What else is there? The one of the clips is, what country did we break away from? Which is really, again, it's just interesting that this is stuff that they learned in high school. It's not that hard. It wasn't 100 years ago. Take a listen.
Declare our freedom. Is that right?
Sure. No. What did it do?
The freedom of America and who we are and...
I believe in you.
And all that stuff.
The Evolutionary War.
What year did we declare independence from a certain country a long time ago to start the 4th of July?
1796. Right? I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Did you go to school?
I did.
Okay. You just couldn't pay attention?
I guess I didn't.
What country did we declare independence from back then?
In what country? That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Yeah.
You know what, man? In the state of mind that I'm in right now, I don't even want to answer it because I don't want to make it sound like if my schooling and my education was wrong, you know?
Yeah, but it was. Now, he's got this big joint between his fingers. He's holding it like you hold a cigarette. And you know he's been smoking. You can tell by looking at him. So it's not the schooling that hurt him. Hint, hint.
This isn't helping you.
This is not helping me at all, bro.
Speaking of American history, what city was the Boston Tea Party located in?
Boston?
You're not sure?
I'm really not good at history.
A long time ago, back when the Declaration of Independence was signed, what year was that?
1782.
And they taught you that? Where did you learn that?
Most likely in history class or
history
something
class?
Like that.
I mean, you were a pretty good student, do you think?
No. He was not, obviously. Why even raise the question? Oh, God bless. Again, I'm glad we have a great education. But, you know, I see more and more of these videos. And then when I'm out and about and I talk to certain people, they don't know. You know, and, you know, back to Joey B trying to unify, or I think he's trying to unify the country. Who's he trying to unify us with? You know, I got to thinking about it. Maybe he's trying to unify us with China. You know, maybe not trying to unify us with one another. You know, if you really think of this, one side of the divide thinks that children should go to drag shows, that women should have penises, infanticide is good, and all white people are racist. I'm sorry, where's the common ground? I despise that worldview, well, their worldview to a big degree. No woman has a penis. Impossible. Infanticide is just a sickness. Bringing kids to drag shows is really, it's just child abuse. And all white people are racist. Man, that in and of itself is a racist statement, is it not? But yet they keep telling you how bad we are, how nasty we are. How, you know, we don't love women or children or any of that stuff. And yet look at their comments, look at their actions. It's just amazing to me. You know, and they're all excited on the left. This is fun. It is fun. This is all excited. They're all excited on the left. That the Trump Foundation, you know, all of a sudden, they're being investigated. They're going to go to, these people are going to go to jail. This is going to happen. That's going to happen. And what have you. Gee, what about the Clinton Foundation? How come none of that was covered? You know, the Haitians had been picketing their place, I don't know, for years. Were picketing their place. And what they wanted was an audit of the Clinton Foundation. They wanted it based on the millions and millions and millions of dollars that they got to rebuild Haiti after two earthquakes. And with all the money they got, all they could do was find that money went to build a couple of $100,000 went to build a building that housed a school, maybe. They couldn't even tell me that much. And every outlet was trying to cover for them, but to what end? It's just amazing. When Hillary Clinton tried to speak to it, she just made it worse. You've got the books to prove where the money went, how it came in. I think at the time we did the story, over 80% of the dollars was for administration and infrastructure. How big is the foundation? It took in hundreds of millions of dollars. How big is the foundation? Now what they've done to squelch everything is they close down the foundations in this part of the country, or in the country. And what do? They actually open up foundations in other countries. So just a bit, you know, at times when they were rebuilding portions of Haiti, they claimed they would have all these jobs brought in. They'd be able to pay people to work. Right? I mean, farmers that they were trying to help get their lives back together. They took their property away from them. That's how they got their lives back together. You don't need to farm anymore. I mean, I can go down to story after story after story here. And the foundation was paid to help put all that back together again. Or at least, it was made to look that way. I don't know. This stuff to me shows you that it has never been an even playing field when it comes to what's good for one side or good for the other. They have never been on the same page when it comes to, you know, doing the legal thing, when it comes to the law. San Francisco, yep, unemployment rate's going to go up. Target announced that it was significantly reducing hours of operation at all its locations in and around the San Francisco area. Why? Because of the rise in crime. When you can go into a Target store on a bike and ride your bike out with bags of stuff, well, why bother staying? And then you know what will happen. Somebody will get on their case for leaving because they're racist. They don't want to be in black neighborhoods. That's it. No, they don't want to be robbed. They don't care what color the neighborhood is. Honestly. They don't want to have to worry about their employees getting shot, robbed, stabbed, whatever. They don't care what color they are. They care that they're human beings. That's it. Press release went on to say that due to the significant alarming rise in theft security incidents, spokesperson Brian Harper said that for more than a month, we've been experiencing a significant and alarming rise in theft security incidents at San Francisco stores. Similar to the same reports that you're seeing coming out of some of the other retail stores. A number of retailers have been struggling to remain open during an epidemic of shoplifting and looting. One significant factor is a new California law that lowered the penalty for nonviolent thefts under $950. See, I don't. Why don't you throw yourself in front of the looter when he starts beating on you because of violent theft? Right? So in essence, Democrats have said, steal whatever you want up to $949. Do you go in with one of those clickers that adds everything up? Now, Target has engaged local law enforcement and officials. The elected officials and community partners, they've gone to as well to address their concerns and how they can help. They got bupkis. They really did. They got no help whatsoever. So, therefore, they decided to reduce their operating hours. They're going to close at 6 o'clock. Close. People out of the store. Gone. Because they don't know what's going to happen. And with the reduction in dollars in the police department, how can they expect to get protection from them? That's just wrong at so many levels, isn't it? San Francisco Mayor London Breed told the local news source that Target should look to expand staffing rather than limit. Sure, Target should put more targets in the way, if you would. They should put more people in the store so they can be either shot at, beat, hit. Right? And let's put some more merchandise in the store so you can have more of it robbed. It's sometimes disappointing to see maybe one line open, hardly any employees working at the register. This is according to the mayor. So I think part of it's a combination of more workers together with them having the right security. Oh, God bless. Here we go. Put it back on the store. Well, they don't have the right security. They don't have the right staff. They don't have the right this. So what about you? Why don't you hire the right people to be able to save them? Joe was your host. This is The Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour. All those stories that we either couldn't finish or need to wrap up for the week, we're going to hit in the next hour. Don't go far.